ליקוטי הלכות חוש נשפות חלק בייז הלכות מתנה הלכה ה אוי סלמד זיין פייג' למד בייז left hand column towards the bottom. We've been talking a lot in this halacha about the topic of mishpot and tzedaka, that combination about the Darchei Hashem, which we don't understand so much, and how to deal with it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein hoyo ha-hechrich she'ikabel Yaakov es-habrochos mi-Yitzchok b'mirmo u'b'gnevo mi-kitru geso. This is also the reason why Yaakov Avinu was forced to get the brochos from Yitzchok Avinu with trickery and stealing, trying to sneak it out of the kitrug, the complaint of Esav HaRosho. Ki kvar mevoyer lamalo ba'ois chavches, because we already learned in an earlier paragraph, shebechinas tztoko u'mishpotanal heim ikar derech Hashem shehischilu ho'ovois leilachboi, that this combination of mishpot and tztoko, which is called the derech Hashem, which combines mishpat and tzedaka, is the derech which the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, started following that derech. Ve'ikar ha'hascholo me Avraham. The first one who really started going on this path was Avraham Avinu. Kemo shekosuv, as it says by Avraham, ki yedativ lamana sheyitzave esbono vesbeisoy achrov, v'shamru derech Hashem lasois tzedaka mishpat. V'chanal, as we discussed this earlier at length, that this was the derech that Avraham Avinu started teaching his children already, this union of the combination of mishpat and tzedaka. Ach b'protius avos kol echod yesh lo bechina miyuchedes b'fnei atzmoi. However, when we talk about each one of the avos hakdoshim individually, each one had their version of this and their aspect of this. Ki af al pi she Avraham shomar tzedaka mishpat, even though Avraham Avinu followed this derech of tzedaka and mishpat, afal pikein bechinosoi hamiyuchedes elov hu bechinas tzedaka v'chesed. Still, he accentuated the chesed, the tzedaka. He was more leaning towards that side, even though he had some mishpat, but by him there was more of the tzedaka, more the chesed. Ki Avraham midosoi chesed ki adua, because the mid of Avraham Avinu is chesed, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'Yitzchok b'chinosoi ha-miyuchad eilov hu b'chinas mishpot, b'chinas gevurois Yitzchok yadua. And by Yitzchok Avinu, the main midah that's attributed to him is gevura, which is mishpot. V'ikar klolius hatzdokov ha-mishpot yachad, whereas the main one to combine mishpot and tzedaka is hu b'chinas Yaakov. He was the main one that had both of these feeding into him equally to some degree, mishpat and tzedaka. V'alkein be'emes mavur b'medrash u'muva le'el. Therefore, it's explained in the medrash, and we quoted this earlier. Rabbonon Amri, that the Rabbonon said, loy nivra Avraham ela bizchus Yaakov, that the main reason why Avraham Avinu was created was because of the Yaakov Avinu that was going to come from him. Meaning that Yaakov Avinu represents the tachlis, the final product of the whole cooking that was done, you know, to prepare Klal Yisrael. Exactly. V'alkein Yaakov shezocho lichloil mishpot utzdoko bishleimus. Because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu was the one to really combine mishpat and tzedaka bishleimus, al kein hoysam mitosoi shleimo b'lipsul. That's why he was zeicha that the children that came forth from him had a shleimus to them. There was no psul, there was no rosha that came out of him. Avol Avram v'Yitzchok, afal pi shekol echod shomar derech Hashem lichlo el tzedaka mishpat kanal, whereas when it came to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, despite the fact that to some degree they also had this derech Hashem, this mix of tzedaka and mishpat, avol machmas she'adayin lo nichlelu b'shleimus, however, because of the fact that when they combined the mishpat and tzedaka, it wasn't done 100% b'shleimus, therefore, V'alkein Avram hoya ikra midosei chesed b'chinas tzedaka. Therefore, by Avram Avinu, his main netiya, his main leaning was towards chesed b'chinas tzedaka. V'Yitzchok ikra midosei gvura b'chinas dinu mishpat. By Yitzchok, his main midah was gvura, mishpat. Alkein yotza mehem psoilis. Therefore, it was still possible for some junk to come from them in a sense, some waste matter, which is Yishmoel me Avraham, the Esav me Yitzchok. Ki klolius tzedaka u'mishpot yachad heim ikar bechinas hayichud hasholem. Because this aspect of being able to mix together tzedaka and mishpot together, really do it right, that represents the Iker Yichud HaSholem Shemishom Nimshach Bechinas Yichud HaKodosh Shel Ish V'Isha. That's the place from which the main Yichud of husband and wife really comes from. Kishezoichin Sheshchina Beineihem. When a husband and wife are zoiched to have the Shechina with them, meaning that they've merged together 100% properly, it means that Mishpot and Tzedaka have merged together properly. Ki ish v'isha heim bechinas toiru tefila ki yadua kamuva b'makom acher. Because the concept of the yichud of ish and isha is also a concept of toira and tefila. The ish represents the Torah. The main chiyuv of learning Torah is on the ish, whereas the isha is the symbol of tefila. The pasuk says, "Isha yiras Hashem, he tishalel." That the woman who is the symbol of Yirat Hashem, he tishalel. She is the one who prays. Tishalel means praiseworthy, praise, and the word tishalel also means tehila ledavid arimimcha, to praise Hashem. You know, tefila. Exactly, all the laws of Shemoneh Esrei are not learned out from a man, it's learned out from a woman, the tefillah of Chana. V'alkein ho'isha tefela labala. And it's for this reason that the woman generally is supposed to be tofe labala, subservient to her husband. V'afal pikein lefomim hi lamala mimeno. And yet there are times when we see that the woman is above the husband. Bibachinas, as the pasuk says, Eishes chayil ateres bala. A woman of valor is the crown on her husband's head. Ukemuva mize harbe bekisvei ho'arizal kifi darkei hakodesh. And as is explained in great detail in the writings of the Arizal, al pi kabbala, that the malchus, the shechina, the isha, has the ability to be below the husband, equal to the husband, and above the husband. This concept of eishes chayil ateres bala. Ki hatfila hiktano mehatoira ugedoila mehatoira. Because tfila sometimes is subservient to Torah, it's lower than Torah, and there are times when tfila is greater than Torah. Ki hi bechinas akeres habayis sheoimedes bein Torah Hashem ubein Torosoi. Tfila represents this akeres habayis, the woman of the house, which stands in between the Torah of Hashem and the Torah of the person himself. Ki al yidei hatfila zoichin legalois hanistar v'hanishma ve'oisin mitoiras Hashem toirosoi. Here Rav Nosson Zal is touching on something that he's going to explain in much more detail. There is a Torah that's above tefila. When a person is davening for their gashmius needs, number one, or when a person is davening to be zoche to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, that type of tefillah is subservient to the Torah. Because he's saying, my goal is Torah, and in order to get to Torah, I need to daven. I need to daven to have money to buy tzitzis, or tefillin with it. That kind of tefillah is subservient to Torah. Whereas, once a person has learned Torah, and wants to be zoche to use the Torah, use their knowledge of Torah to come close to Hashem, and they daven a tefillah that's based on Torah, where they take Torah and convert that into tefillah, they daven to Hashem to be zoiche with the Torah to come close to Hashem, that kind of tefillah is considered superior to Torah, above the Torah. Because in that case, the reason why I learned was to know what to pray for, to know what to daven for. That type of, in that scenario, The Torah is the lower level and the tefillah is the higher level. So here Rab Nosson Zal calls it Torah Soi, your Torah, versus the Torah of Hashem, which is the higher level Torah, and the tefillah is in between the two in a sense.
Can we think of this tefillah's fall and then tefillah's on Shabbos? Is it different?
It's not called that, but it's called a lower level tefillah and a higher level tefillah. And Rab Nosson Zal mentions this in a few places in Likud Halachos. He says this is the concept of Yaakov Avinu having two wives, Rachel and Leah, the two corresponding to two shechinas, a lower shechina and an upper shechina, which symbolize these two types of tefillah. Because he brings proof from a few places in the Gemara, where the Gemara seems to imply that Torah is a much higher level than tefillah. The Gemara says that tefillah is called chayesho, temporary life, and Torah is called chayolam, permanent life, permanent living. And then there are other places in the Gemara where the Gemara seems to say that tefillah is the most important thing. The Gemara says, "Valavai shiyispalalu kolayim kulo." If only a Jew could be zecher to daven all day. What do you mean? What about bittul Torah? And Rav Nosson Zal reconciles it by showing that there are these two types of tefillah. One type of tefillah, granted, is subservient to the Torah. But there's another type of tefillah that's considered a higher level. It brings a person closer to Hashem than even the Torah. Nimtza shehatfila ktana me'atorah. On one hand, the tefillah is considered below the Torah, dehainu mibchinas Torah Hashem, relative to the Torah of Hashem, to the secrets of Torah, the upper portion of Torah. The tefillah is considered subservient to that. Ugedoyla me'atorah. Whereas tefillah is higher than a certain level of Torah, mibchinas Torah soy. Then, which means then a person's own madreg of Torah. V'ze bechinas shchinto bein train sadikayo yasfo. The Zohar Kodesh mentions that the shechina is found in between two tzadikim. There's a tzadik on earth who's learning Torah, and he's learning the words of a tzadik in heaven. He's learning the Gemara where Rabbi Akiva said such and such, or Moshe Rabbeinu said such and such, or Rabbeinu Zal said such and such. So you have the tzaddik in Shemayim, who originally created these words of Torah in a sense. You have the tzaddik on earth, who's learning the Devar Torah, and the Shechina is in between them. The Shechina serves as the connection between the living tzaddik, who's learning the words of the tzaddik who already passed away. Bein tzaddik elyoin, shubchinas Torah Hashem, ubein tzaddik tachton, shubchinas Torah soy. The Shechina is in between the upper tzaddik, who is zoichet to the level of Torah Hashem, the tzaddik who passed away already, and the lower tzaddik, the living tzaddik, who's learning his Torah in a sense on a lower level. V'hashchino hi bechinas hatfila v'hovein. Rav Nosson Zal says we know that the word Shechina is used many times interchangeably with the term tefila. We say Hashem Sefosai Tiftoch Ufi Agati Losecha. Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is used, which represents the Shechina. That tefillah is an Indian of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groyinu. It's the Shechina that sends you the words of tefillah, and the speaking of the words of tefillah is the Shechina being spoken. So Rav Nosson Zal takes this quote, this famous quote of Shechina Bein Train Tzadikaya Yasva, and uses it to draw a picture for us of this concept of a tefillah that's in between two Torahs, in between two levels of Torah. It's higher than one level of Torah, and it's lower than the other level of Torah.
What did you say is the Gematria was?
Oh, what's that?
Didn't you have the Gematria on Shechina?
That the word Shechina was Begematria, many things related to Sofa, the lips. Oh. Hashem Sofa Sai Tiftoch. Sofa, Shin Pei Hei, is Begematria Shechina. Loshon, the tongue, is also Begimatri, the Shechina. Those items which are used in tefillah.
In the Torah of Vayin, I think, his potential. That's what you still haven't achieved, you know, is the tefillah.
Yes, definitely. Because we learned this earlier, that a person's regular low-level limurat Torah is called Torah Soy. What a Jew is supposed to be aspiring for is to be zoche to Torah Hashem. The key, the ladder that leads from Torah Soy to Torah Hashem is the tefillah, for sure. So that's another version of this, for sure. Va'alkein, see here, Rav Nosson Zal, the purpose of this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how the fact, this combination of mishpot and tzedakah is reflected in Ish V'Isha. So that the fact that Avraham and Yitzchak Avinu, despite the fact that they represented the combination of Mishpat and Tzedakah to a certain degree, but the fact that by them, this one leaned to the right a little, and this one leaned to the left a little, it was manifested in the imperfection in the children that came from them. That's what resulted. The fact that the Mishpat and Tzedakah wasn't perfectly balanced meant that the Yichud of Ish V'Isha wasn't perfectly balanced. Therefore, it was possible for there to result a Yishmael or an Esav. Whereas by Yaakov Avinu, who is the first one who has the perfect mix of Mishpat and Tzedakah, therefore, he has the perfect mix of Ish V'Isha. Therefore, the children that are produced from him are all Shlemus. It's called Mita Shlema. Watch how he's going to finish this off now. V'Yal came, therefore, Gam Lemato, down on earth also, Yesh Shezivugoi K'tano Mimenu. There's a man whose wife is on a lower level than him. V'Yesh Shehi G'doyla Mimenu. And there are men whose wives are on a higher level than them. Bibechinas eishes chayil ateres bala. As the pasuk says, a woman of valor is the crown of her husband. The crown is worn on top of the head. She's above him. Vezebechinas isha oilo imoy ve'enu yeredes imoy. This is what the Gemara means when it says that a wife only goes up with the husband. She doesn't go down with him. Meaning she can't go down past a certain level, but she can go up even to the level above the husband at times. Kitzorech laharbois bitfila ad sheyale bitfilosei b'chol pam midarga ledarga lahasig hanelam v'hanistar yoiser. Because a Jew is supposed to be using tfila as the means of going up to higher and higher levels of nistar, of that which was hidden from him originally, turning it into nigla. V'oz, and when the person does that, Ishtoi, his wife, Shehi Bechinas Tfila, which is the symbol of Tfila, Bechinas Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halol, Oile Simoi Bechol Pam. She goes up with him at all times. The Tfila is what's moving him up, so it's going up with him. Ki Ha'odom, Al Yedei Bechirosoi, Yochoi Laalois, Lamailois, Govoyois. Because a human being, a person, through his Bechira, can reach tremendous high levels, afal pi shenishmosa yorda elov mimokim nomuch, even though his neshama went down to him from a low place, it came from a lower level, with bechira he can reach, he can climb to super, super high levels. Va'azai ishtoi oilisimoi. And when he does this, his wife goes with him. There's no such thing as a person going up and leaving his wife downstairs. Because the ikur thing that lifts him up is the tefillah, which is the wife. So the tefillah always goes with him. The wife always goes with him when he's going up. Ki ikur aliyosoi, aidei b'chinas isha yiras Hashem yitis halo, v'haino aidei b'chinas tefillah. Because the main aliyah of a person is through tefillah, which is the isha. So therefore, she's always going, whenever he's going up, she's going up with him. That's what the Gemara says. Ukimavoyer lamala, as was explained earlier, shayidei tfila, verotzoin, v'chulu, yecholen lalois midyuta tachtoino, ad rum govay meroyme mekanal. That through tfila, and through intense desire, a person can rise to the highest levels. V'alkein, Avraham shohoiso ikar midosoi chesed utzdoko. Therefore, Avram Avinu, whose main nature and main midah was chesed and tzedakah, v'yoga l'choyel loy b'mishpat kanal, and Avram Avinu struggled to mix his chesed with mishpat, Avladayin loy michlalos b'shleimus, but he wasn't zeichet to achieve it b'shleimus, because by him there was sort of an imbalance leaning towards chesed. Alkein yotza mimenu psoilus shu yishmoel. Therefore, there had to come forth from him some psoilus, something that wasn't perfect, which was called Yishmoel. V'chein Yitzchok shohoye midosay dinu mishpot. And so to Yitzchok Avinu, whose nature, whose midah was mishpat or din, afal pi shekololoi b'tzdoko v'chesed, despite the fact that Yitzchok Avinu mixed his din with a little bit of chesed, avaloi b'shleimus, but he wasn't zeicher to do this 100% right, kemo Yaakov, the way Yaakov Avinu succeeded in doing it. Alkein yotza mimenu psoilus, shehu esav, shehoyo admoini, shenimshach mitoikav adin. Therefore, we see that one of the results of Yitzchok was Esav, who came out all red, looking reddish, reddish implying too much din, too much gevura. V'alkein nikro Yishmoel al shem hatfila. Rav Nosson Zal says, note an interesting thing now. The psoilus of Avraham was called Yishmoel. Yishmoel was Kishoma Hashem Elonyech. When Hagar davened, the angel told her, you're going to have a child, you'll name him Yishmoel, because Hashem has answered your prayer. Kishoma Hashem Elonyech. Kishoyresh Yinikosoi Mibchinas Riboy Hatstoka Shubchinas Tfila Shloi Nichlala Koroi Bchinas Mishpat. Because the origin of Yishmoel, where does Yishmoel come from? He comes from too much chesed, in a sense. Too much tzedakah, too much, which comes from tefila. The chesed comes from the tefila. Whereas, the Esav, who represents the other side of this, Loshen Asiya, Sheshoyresh Yenikosoy Miriboy Dikduk Hamishpot Vahadin. The Shoyresh of the Yenik of Esav comes from too much mishpot, too much exactness, too much precision. Shehu b'chinas Torah, sheloi nichla l'koroi b'chinas tzedaka. Esav represents a concept of somebody having too much mishpat, which means too much Torah without enough tefillah, in a sense. That kind of imbalance. Ki ha-Torah b'chinas nase. Because we learned earlier that when we spoke about Torah and tefillah, the Torah was called nase, compared to the tefillah, which was called nishma. So Esav, who is asiya, meaning that there was an imbalance in the side of mishpat, Torah, too much Torah, too little tefillah. Ki ha-Torah hu b'chinas nase, b'chinas asiyas mitzvois maisiyas. Because the main part of Torah is asiya, v'lo ha-medrash oikar ela ha-maisa. The ikar of Torah is maisa. So Esav, who represents a klipa, he came from too much Torah, too much maisa, too little tzedaka, too little tefillah to balance it out. Avol tzorich shetiye nichlal ha-Torah bebechinas nase, bechinas asiyas ha-mitzvois, bebechinas nishma, bechinas tefillah, shubechinas bitol v'rotzim v'vekas lein sevekanal. Whereas we learned earlier that perfection is when you're able to merge both together. When you're able to take the Torah, which is nase, which is the asiyas ha-mitzvois, maisiyos, and merge it together with tefillah, which is nishma, which is all of that. V'zeh she'shoal Esav, abo eich masrin es ha'teven ves ha'melach. This is why the Gemara tells us that what was Esav's derech? Esav used to ask his father all kinds of shilas in halacha. What kind of shilas? How do you take miser from salt? How do you take miser from straw? Which seemed to be extreme. This was going, knows, he wasn't satisfied with the regular halacha. He wanted extreme halacha, in a sense. He wanted to go beyond what the halacha requires. Sherimo es oviv bozeh. He tricked his father with this. Ki here atzmoi shemedaktek harbe b'chol mitzvah la'asaysa b'chumris yaseris. Esav presented himself as ultra-orthodox. He wanted to do the mitzvah. It's not just settle for the regular halachas. There, sure, everybody takes maaser from wine and grain. He wanted to take maaser from salt, which nobody does. What takes, which we just learned today, the Mishnah, that maaser sheni is not taken from salt and water. This was Esav's kashis. How do you take maaser from salt? And how do you take Kimisham hoya achizosoi. The question is, why did his evil present itself in that manner? Because that was his connection to kedusha. Mi pigam ribui hachumris yaseiros. Esav drew from the imbalance of mishpat. Too much mishpat, too little stoka. Too much Torah, in a sense. That part of the Torah that's too extreme in mishpat. Ukemuva bidvoreinu b'mokam achar mizeh, as is brought in Likutei Halachos in other places, shechumris yaseiros heim gam kein pigam godoil ayin sham. That a Jew who tries to be too religious, too much lechumra in religion, that's also a major pigam. Because could be he's going towards Esav. Esav was also, how do you give meiser from Saul? People who are looking to go beyond the halacha in certain improper ways, they're going into Esav's ballpark. Too much mishpat, which means too little tzedakah, too little chesed, too little tefillah. They're stressing one thing too much, which means automatically they're walking away from another thing. The chol zeh machmas sheloi nichlal hamishpat b'chinas Torah b'shleimus b'chinas tefillah tzedakah v'nal. All of this came because of the fact that the mishpat, which is synonymous with Torah, wasn't mixed well enough with tefillah, which is synonymous with tzedakah. You must have this mix. Just like wine, you drink regular wine, before it's diluted, it'll blow you away. It's only when the wine is mixed with water, that's the proper, that's what makes the right drink. Wine, red, wine is red usually. Wine represents gevura, mishpat. Water represents chesed, meimei hachasodim. It's only when they're mixed together properly, that's when you have a shleimus.
Homemade wines are also made with water?
Excuse me?
Homemade wine.
I don't know. Could be not. But I'm saying the main symbol of wine is when it's mixed yayin memuzog, which is discussed in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, the custom of the Sfardim to add a little water in middle of Berchas HaMozoim to the wine. And I once saw in the Ben Ish Chai, he wants to explain why by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, one of the greatest events in history, which is related to the month of Elul, which we're in now, because the Tikkuni Zohar begins with the words Ozal, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Ozal Lelud, V'orak Lamad, Ozal V'orak Lamad Bura Delud. Somehow there's a Rosh Tevis in there of Elul. And that's why there's a custom to learn Tikkuni Zohar in the month of Elul, those that are able to do it. Some people even read the Tikkuni Zohar. In any case, that's the story of the most outstanding Jew in certain respects, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, going into the cave for that 13 period to learn the deepest aspects, deepest revelations of Torah. And he was going to be the first one to be given permission to reveal secrets of Torah to Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says over there, what happened as soon as they went into the cave? The Gemara says it, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that immediately a well of water, a spring of water, was created there by miracle, and also a boktzer tree. The Ben Ish Chai says, Lama, what's the symbolism in that? And he says, it's simple. They were going to be revealing Torah, bringing new revelations of Torah, new children into the world in a sense. Whenever you want to bring children into the world, you need Ish and Isha. You need Mishpat and Tzedakah, Chesed and Din. Charuv, the name of the Boktzer tree, Ches Reish Vav Beis, is Bigimatria Gevura. Gevura. A spring of water, Mayim, is Chesed always. Mayim is Meimea Chesed, it's called. That's why he was nourished from those two. That's why he needed those two. His food came from both places, showing that their job there was going to be meyached, mishpot and stoka. When you make the right yichud of mishpot stoka, isha and isha, what's going to result from it? The ultimate, pure Torah, you know, secrets of Torah on the highest level.
We see this with Yosef also, who's in the lower triangle, is the middle. We have Moshe Aaron and Yosef's children. Does it play out the same way as Hasidut?
Exactly, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Guf ubris chad Yaakov v'Yosef kechodach shidi." Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik are one. Tiferes and Yisoid are considered one in many respects.
We have the hints also in the children, and Moshe and Aaron and Yosef, too much tzedakah side, too much mishpat side.
I don't know. for now he's, now here again we're talking about the biggest tzaddikim, we're talking about Avram Avinu who was perfect and Yitzchak Avinu who was perfect, and yet relative to Yaakov Avinu compared to this we see a certain aspect of pigam there that we don't see by Yaakov Avinu. The fact that from them was able to come a Yishmael and an Esav, and from Yaakov Avinu not, was because he was able to mix, to blend Mishpat and Stoka together on a much higher level. And so too, again, when it comes to Ish and Isha, to the extent that the children are a product of the husband and wife both contributing the proper ingredients into the child, where the husband is contributing the chesed and the wife is contributing the din, the husband is contributing the Torah and the wife is contributing the tefillah. Ah, in this case, it's the tefillah is the tztaka and he's the din.
Yeah.
The answer is this is all relative. It doesn't, you know, it's relative. Then the children that result from it have that perfect mix of chesed and din, of mishpat and staka. Wherever there's an imbalance, too much of this and too little of that, then that's where you see the imbalance. But look how Rav Nosson Zal says, why does the Gemara bother telling us that what was Esav's trip? What was Esav's shaychus to Yiddishkeit? He wanted to know chumras yisrael. He wanted to know super Torah. He didn't want Torah. Torah he didn't want. He wanted super Torah. He wanted to know how you take Meisr from Sul. How to take Meisr from regular stuff, that he didn't do. But in taking Meisr from Sul, those were the... And that implied that there was too much din, too little... Because he came from Yitzchak Avinu, and in Yitzchak, the chesed and din weren't mixed perfectly. There was a little too much din. The bad side of it came out in Esav, which showed itself in this too many halachas. He wanted super halacha, in a sense. Yes. Meaning, in other words, he's telling you that the tefillah always goes up with the aliyah of the husband, it seems to a certain extent, is dependent on her. You have proofs of it. Rabbi Akiva, the greatest tzaddikim in history. Rabbi Akiva said this Talmidim, make sure you treat her with respect because Sheli v'shelochem shelohu, my Torah and your Torah is her Torah. Where the Gemara says about showing respect for Eishes Chover, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, because without her he couldn't get this, it's her allowing him to get to that Madrega, she gets tremendous credit for it. And here Rav Nosson Zal is quoting this Gemara of Isha Oilei Moi V'Eini Yeredesi Moi, which there are many Perushim I've seen. Everybody has a pshat on that. Like there are different ways of showing what that Gemara means. Rav Nosson Zal is giving one pirush of that Gemara, you know, showing one explanation.